Gold teeth. Among the vast documentation of the Auschwitz camp are documents showing that the camp's dentistry collected and submitted to the camp's political department, on regular intervals, gold and other precious metal alloys originating from tooth fillings. The Orthodoxy presents these as proof of the claim that members of the Sonderkommando had to extract gold teeth from inmates murdered in homicidal gas chambers. All inmates who died at Auschwitz were slated for cremation. Before cremating a body, whether in a concentration camp or in a civilian crematorium, all removable metal parts, such as metal tooth fillings, metal dentures and prostheses, had to be removed, as they do not burn and can damage the refractory lining. Especially amalgam fillings, which were the vast majority of all fillings during those years, had to be removed because such fillings contain mercury, which would evaporate during the cremation process and poison the environment. Of course, for this procedure to be legal, any rare gold filling or any other precious metal would have to be handed over to the deceased person's surviving family members. In the cases at hand, it stands to reason that the Third Reich authorities kept any gold collected this way for themselves. The amount of precious metal fillings documented does not support the claim that up to 1 million people were murdered and robbed of their dental gold. Furthermore, since the deportees presumably gassed on arrival at Auschwitz are said to have been killed without registration, gold extracted from them would not have been neatly registered by the camp's dentistry either. If we follow the witness's tale, the gold was collected and smelted right next to the gas chamber, and then sent directly to the SS headquarters in Berlin, without the dentistry getting involved. Hence, there is no documental evidence supporting this alleged dental gas chamber robbery. For more details, see Metonio 2020, pages 129 and following, 191 and following.